has joined.
Good evening. Anna, are you there?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you bring any questions?
I think there was someone else.
No, you were the first.
Okay.
Did you bring any questions?
Is today question and answer?
Well, it's Wednesday night. Question and answer, and I was going to do the more of the verses, but I'm feeling tired, so it'll depend on the questions of us.
I wasn't able to really focus in on what you were reading, you know, to make sure I was, because I had to be up and down because I'm getting ready to leave. But I got the impression from the readings, it seems like Hashem doesn't look so much upon the negativity like we thought.
Well,
or maybe I should say as I thought.
A lot of people, and I'm not saying this is you, but a lot of people, because of their backgrounds in the Western culture, they perceive the Old Testament as a vengeful God. And they get the impression that he's constantly looking for wrongdoing. But that's not really the tone of the Old Testament. If it's translated properly, and even, you know, if it's read in the Hebrew originally, it's not this, he's not looking to find wrongdoing. He's looking to give additional pleasure for doing the right thing.
Right, because it was constant loving kindness, you know,
exactly.
Overlooking the negativity.
Exactly, and then there was that one paragraph that we read this today, where it's another thing I was preparing for next week, but what it was saying was, if you have 40 mitzvot and you have 10 sins, that God doesn't look to say, oh, there's a net amount of 30. He doesn't subtract the sins from the mitzvot, because he's in the world that's coming, he wants to give you the pleasure associated with all 40 of the mitzvot that you did. So it's not that he's looking to give you a net amount, which many people in the Western world, that's the way they perceive it. So he's saying, no, what it was saying was, I suppress the knowledge of the sins, but I'm pleased with the 40 mitzvot.
It was from Sefer Tamar Devorah, the example you just gave, because I do remember it. I think what it is, I acknowledge the merciful, the mercies, you know, that are renewed morning by morning, but maybe we just haven't really had a real deep revelation of that. That's what I'm telling myself, and that I'm harder on myself than God is on me. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, so it's like that was to me what came forth from those readings today, even though I wasn't able to really, really concentrate because of all the interruptions, but getting
has
him
joined.
Ready to get to the hospital. So.
Understood.
So thank you for that answer. Mm-hmm.
I believe somebody else joined, but they didn't identify themselves.
It's me, and I don't have a question.
Well, at least you knew the question and answer.
Well, I had said that we were going to read a verse from Gomer Dvorah.
Well, I did have that on my mind. I also forgot it was Wednesday.
But I'm really feeling tired, so I'm going to wait a few more minutes. Let's see if anybody else comes with a question. And then I'll call the class because I'm just...
Well, I've been up since 4, so... I'm not sleepy, so that's okay.
I can't make that statement. I'm ready to go to bed. It's unusual for me to go to bed this early, but I'm ready.
I know Gabriella's not coming on because she just texted me and said she has to leave early tomorrow morning, and so... She's got quite a bit to do, so she said she would. I told her I'd let her know what we had done.
It's after 10, so more than 10 minutes, so.
Okay.
You have a, I'll call the class. You have a good evening.
Okay. Okay. Have a good rest. Bye-bye.
Shalom. Yeah.